This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Thank you, Jason, for letting me know that Bert's with us. Y'all sitting up straight? Very good. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Hey, Bert.
Hey, Vince.
Hey, got any dog food? Got any dog food? I'm looking for dog food, and you're not that far away, a couple thousand miles.
Supply chain.
Yeah. I can't seem to find Purina Dog Chow in the red bag, the complete adult with real beef.
Well,
you know,
Vince,
50-pound, yeah, in the 50-pound bag.
I think I have a little bit of information for you. I don't know if it's going to be good or bad, but your delivery trucker who normally brings your dog food delivery, and we know the Fennellis have many, many dogs. Vince, I'll just come out and tell you. I saw him on TVs in Canada.
Well, that's okay. I don't mind. I'll let the dogs find some rabbits. But I would support that. I absolutely support him driving in Canada with a Canada flag, Canadian flag, the maple, Maple Leaf or a U.S. flag. And I absolutely, positively support the trucker strike. And although it's inconvenient, although it's painful, I support it. And, you know, if it spreads, that's great. Because I understand that the border in Michigan and Montana is clogged up. It's pretty much shut down, and it's affecting factories. And I know what's going on. I mean, heck, the CEOs or the mouthpieces for the CEOs or the automakers in these companies are saying, hey, you know, this is really hurting us. You gotta stop this trucker strike. Now, all they have to do to stop the trucker strike is to say, I'll tell you what, you don't have to be injected with some unknown substance called the jab. So we'll stop that, and everything will ease up instantly. But Trudeau and the United States are not willing to do that. So they've made admissions that, yeah, the lockdowns didn't work, the masks didn't work, the masks are ending up in the ocean, polluting the ocean and the rivers and the streams and the landfills, and then masks come from China. You know, the guys that developed the virus in the first place, the biological weapon. That's unbelievable. The whole scenario is unbelievable.
Vince, the dogs that are looking at you now waiting for their lunch, do they understand this?
The supply chain, the crack.
Well, have you explained it to them?
I explain to them every day. I got, you know, we have a sofa in the kitchen, and they love it. You know, these German Shepherds, they're pretty large, and they sit facing each other. I sit between them. They put their heads on my lap, and I explain economics and finance and supply chain and why the chickens are important and why they need to protect the chickens so they can have scrambled eggs for breakfast. You know, those kinds of things. You know, I explain it to them. I have long talks with them. I tell each dog in our house that, and the cats. Cats don't listen as well, but the dogs do. I explain to them one-on-one. I sit on the floor with them, and I explain to them that I really appreciate them adopting us and them protecting us and them being our family. And we're their family, and I really appreciate it, and I love them, and I thank them every day. I literally do that.
Okay. Well, it sounds like everything's cool. Maybe you can get the male dogs a Canadian Maple Leaf bandana. And, you know, good. So, hey, Vince, let's do an update on two topics that have been kind of recurring for the last several weeks. So let's cover first the stock market. So, boy, have we not really kind of defined what's going on, because the market crashed, of course, again this week. We know inflation. Probably we all saw the inflation report, 7.5%, and we know it's probably a lot higher than that. So we're going to have to do something. I mean, the Fed's been asleep at the wheel. The government's been spending money like drunken sailors, actually probably giving drunken sailors a bad name. So there's going to be a correction. And, you know, we're not giving advice. We're just expressing our opinions here. But for sure, a lot of these overvalued stocks are going down, probably continue down. I mean, some of these stocks could fall by 90%. I mean, that's what happened to Peloton. And, you know, and some of them are probably going to go to zero. So, again, the list, you can look it up, Cathie Wood stocks, and every one of those stocks I'm avoiding, and probably smart to do that. But, by the way, Vince, we had a listener in class who said I was using the word prolific, and he said, Bert, you definitely are prolific, but really you meant to use the word prescient when you first began discussing the stock markets a month or so ago, and he's correct. So shout out to that listener who corrected me, and he was right, and I did use the wrong word. And he said, Bert, you are both prolific and prescient, but understand the difference. And so there you have it. So, yes, Vince, the stock market has had another terrible week this week. But, again, if you were in oil stocks, if you're in some basic industries, believe it or not, the banks, I mean, you might not like the banks, but those stocks are going to do well in a rising interest rate environment. And even the airlines are looking good, because there's a merger going on right now with two of the smaller airlines. And so it's if you don't own anything in those segments, it's probably not a bad idea to consider adding those to your portfolio.
Merger of smaller airlines. You know, Bert, in our future, aren't we going to see more and more mergers of smaller companies to get together so that they can stay in the fight a little bit longer?
Well, that's been the trend. You know, the growth of employment historically in our economy over the last 50 or 60 years has always been in the smaller companies. So it's just sort of like the way things go. You create the small companies, that adds to the employment. Companies grow, they continue to add some employees, then they merge and start shedding employees for efficiency, and it's just the way it goes. Hopefully, in most cases, it's gone well because we've continued to add employment, but the madness that we've seen, I mean, Vince, if you only have to look at Economics 101 to understand what's going on in the economy right now. I think we learned this in the first week of class in economics. If you flood the economy with money and spur demand and then shut companies down, stop people from being able to work to supply that economy, what's going to happen? I mean, can you think of something simpler to understand than that? I mean, I don't even say first year, a first week economics student can get it. You're creating huge demand by flooding the economy with money, paying people not to work, and then shutting down businesses. So people say, oh, inflation's because of the supply chain. It's the other way around. The supply chain is all screwed up because of the dislocations in the economy caused by that inflation, caused by that flooding of money, and caused by shutting down the businesses. So the people that say that have it backwards. The supply chain is the result of the inflation and what we've done to the economy, not the cause.
Yeah, you're talking about Jen Psaki and her ability to continuously lie with a straight face about everything.
Well, she'll probably get a nice job when she can't do this one anymore, which I'm sure she'll get burnt out. You know, some large corporation is going to hire her.
You know how much money she makes a year? I do.
I don't. Probably not as much as Lord Fauci?
She, about half as much. Almost
that's
half as much.
That's still probably a big number.
Yeah, it's 180. She makes 180,000, you know, plus, I don't know, whatever the expenses might be. But $180,000 a year. And class, just to put this in perspective, the president of the United States used to make $200,000 a year, and it was double to $400,000 a year, which is what it currently is. But it used to be $200,000. So now we have a nonstop liar making almost as much as the president. And we have a nonstop propagandist, Lord Fauci, who's making over 400, depending on how you count, 400 or more $1,000 a year.
Yeah, what does Lord Fauci make?
I've seen 438, I've seen 400, I've seen like 300, high 300s and the 390s. Depends on the source.
Yeah,
depends on how they count.
I'd have to Google U.S. government House of Lords salaries.
Yeah. Yep. And he was, if you do some research on him, he was involved in HIV, which led to AIDS, which is really similar to what we're experiencing right now with the COVID-19 man-made virus. And I was talking with Dr. Len Horowitz privately with Mrs. Finelli back in the 1990s, and he told us that AIDS, HIV/AIDS was man-made. Interesting. And someday I may call Len Horowitz, Dr. Len Horowitz, and ask him to come on the air with me. I know he's on other broadcasts regularly, but you know, I may call him and we can talk about the days that he and I talked, you know, with Mrs. Finelli and what he said. But
well, I would think we can understand it better today than we could in the 1980s because we're way more advanced in being able to track DNA and virus proteins. So it was another suspicious virus that sort of came out of nowhere. If I remember, Fauci kind of didn't do too well on that and also screwed up on some other vaccines that he was promoting during a pandemic a few years ago. But anyway, real quick, airline altimeters continues to be a problem. They're now estimating $150,000 per airplane to fix replace the altimeters. And they continue to clear more aircraft can fly safely into airports with 5G, but it continues to go on. We have kind of a stay until July of Verizon and AT&T putting new 5G into airports or close proximity to airports, but it continues to be an issue. Interestingly enough, this is one area where the airline companies and the pilots union are in total agreement. So usually you see unions on the opposite side of management and companies in a lot of cases, but I think the world's changing, and in many cases now we see unions aligned with a lot of movements that you wouldn't ordinarily expect them to be. So the world's kind of changing in terms of how everything works in government and industry.
And it's a darn good thing. It's a darn good thing because the media is complicit. The mainstream media is complicit in delivering the message from the ruling elite, the guys and gals who think they're going to tell us what to do for their own benefit. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Just want to take a minute to say thank you to those who've gone to SaveGCN.com. Thank you, Tracy Smith, Lynn, Pat, Chris Haar, Anthony, Limitless America, Mike Bowman, and all of the anonymous contributors to this fund to save GCN. SaveGCN.com. If I read the word anonymous, I would be saying anonymous for a long time. Thank you, all of you who are in the fight with us, the broadcasters and the management, the staff, and Ted Anderson. Thank you all. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, Vince, is there a website for that?
SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com.
Got
it. And, class, if you decide that you want to go there, you can do several things. You can follow. You can click follow now, and you get the updates. You can click that. You can click pray now. There's a button for that. You can click give now. You can click share now. You can do any and all of those things. I think they're all great choices. So you can hit all the buttons if you choose to. No pressure. It's just that, why am I doing this, class? I have no financial interest in GCN, meaning I do not receive any compensation or remuneration from GCN. I am a volunteer. Bert is a volunteer. Gwyneth, Rich, John Reagan, Dr. Norm Shealy, Kathy, Sharon, Kyle, Greg, we're all volunteers. Every single one of us is a volunteer. And we do it because we think that this message is so important, the truth, because if you think about what we say versus what the mainstream media says, I even comment on the misinformation that I believe is being presented in the news. You know, where inflation isn't so bad because the silver lining is it only affects materials and chemicals. It's nonsense. Absolute nonsense. Materials and chemicals are in everything that you buy and everything that you use, except air. But actually, air has materials and chemicals in it, you know, from pollution, etc., in the chemtrail spray. So everywhere you go, every breath you take has chemicals and materials in everything you touch. The keyboard, mouse, the wall outlet, the remote control for your TV, the remote ignition switch or the key for your ignition switch or to unlock your door, or even if those little children were in school and they like to rub their hands along the wall in the hallway when they go down the hallway, they like to feel the bumping of the concrete with the paint on it, it's still materials. Bert, back to you.
Well, I'll say it ain't over till it's over.
We're USA Prepares is in the fight with GCN, and I'm encouraging all of our fellow broadcasters and class to join in this fight. I'm furious. I'm absolutely furious. I'm livid that such a thing could happen, that we would be attacked based on free speech.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's, and, you know, it's not like most people want to end free speech. It's a very small, vocal minority, and how those very small minority got to be so vocal and have such power, that's something we'll probably be looking at in sociology books years from now, how that could happen in a Democrat society. So, hey, Vince, talking about being prescient, we've talked about solar storms often. And, you know, I've said we're going to have one sooner or later, and we had one, and it just wiped out a bunch of SpaceX satellites. Gotten a little coverage, but very interesting. And, you know, this is something I didn't know, that before it even lands on the Earth, the solar storm can create a drag in the upper atmosphere that slows down satellites. So if you're launching a satellite and you've predicted exactly how much thrust and what vector to put it at, you can whack that all out with a solar storm hitting the Earth.
Yeah, and Elon Musk is littering the skies with these 40 or so satellites that are decaying in orbit and allegedly burning up to some extent on the way down through the atmosphere, through the friction and the heat generated coming down through the air, and more pollution.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Inflation is the decline of purchasing power of a given currency over time. America's inflation rose to 7.5% in January. That's the highest level since February of 1982. Edgewell CEO Rod Little on CNBC says there's a silver lining to be had.
Yeah, the good news is the new inflation peak we're seeing is primarily around materials. And so we've talked about resins in the past being significantly up. This last round, chemicals, specifically chemicals that go into the sun care formulations, are the big drivers.
President Biden said Thursday that American citizens in Ukraine should leave now due to increasing concerns that Russian troops may soon invade the country. It should be noted, although a massive troop buildup by Russia is taking place, President Putin could be posturing for NATO concessions, or an invasion could take place. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jane Timken, a GOP candidate in the Ohio U.S. Senate race, told Newsmax on Thursday why she deserves the Ohioan vote.
Well, the pitch is I'm the true America First candidate, and I am the grassroots candidate. And you know, President Trump supported and backed me to be chair of the Ohio Republican Party. You know that he was making phone calls for me, and I'm the one that took on the Kasich machine in Ohio. I stood up and delivered for President Trump. We won Ohio by 8.5 points. And the people of Ohio know I've been in the trenches fighting for them and our conservative cause. And it's because I'm also out there talking about the issues that are important to them. We saw inflation rise to 7.5% today. It's harming the families that can least afford it. They're out there. I'm out there talking to voters about the crime issues, the border issues. We had record overdoses in Ohio just last year. We need to close the border. I'm out there talking about workforce issues because we got to get people back to work. And we need to talk about what's happening in our schools.
Ian McDonald's son is reporting the multi-instrumentalist and songwriter, best known for his co-founding roles in both King Crimson and Foreigner, died Wednesday at the age of 75 from cancer. He was surrounded by his family in New York City. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, they're messing with the wrong guys and gals. GCN, I don't think they realize who we are. The power of the largest alternative radio network in the world. That's who they're picking on. And how many of us are there? Well, there's at least 57 hosts and the best engineering and management staff in the business. Actually, it's 53 hosts. 53. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, and Vince, you know, I did a cursory look at all the different broadcasters that are on the air on Genesis, and you know, there's it's across the political spectrum. There's all types of shows. I mean, some of them aren't even political. So I don't get it, but oh well.
Okay, what's next?
Yeah, so we talked about solar storms, and so this one wasn't even that big as you look at them, yet it's wiping out satellites. So relatively small one probably wouldn't even make the list. We know the biggest one that happened in the last 100 years occurred in 1859, and that's known as the Carrington event. And all we had in terms of electrical equipment back then was telegraph. We did not have radio stations. We did not have, obviously, anything like communication satellites, or we didn't even have automobiles, although the first automobiles didn't have much electrical in them other than maybe a battery. But this storm basically slowed down these satellites. Now, we talked about what's going to happen when a stronger storm comes, and there definitely will be a stronger storm. The next strongest one since the Carrington effect occurred in 1921, and that one actually sent telephone relay stations on fire. So, you know, if you had a station that was designed to, you know, back then the telephone signals would fade, they were analog, so you'd amplify them back up, relay them, send them out in whatever direction they were supposed to go. And, you know, typically both telephone and telegraph signals. Some of those stations in New York City burnt up. A cable being run to go between Europe and the U.S., it got somehow into that cable and burnt up the cable. So that was 1921. In 1989, we actually had a storm, and we've talked about this before. The nature of the coronal plasma as it hit Earth wants to find a ground, and for whatever reason, the ground in Quebec is very conductive, and it likes it, so it was all attracted toward Quebec and knocked out the power system of Quebec for a few days. Also affected some of the northeast United States. So these things happen. We know they're going to happen. They're continued going to happen. There's not much we can do to prevent them, but we can predict them because they might take 2 to 3 days to arrive. Could Elon Musk have known that this was coming? Well, probably not, because it wasn't that strong, so it wasn't on most people's radar, so to say. But, you know, we now are learning that even a launch of a space vehicle can be affected by these solar storms. So very interesting that it actually slowed down satellites enough to, as you said, turn them into space debris that's, I believe, starting to vaporize and rain down on the Earth as we speak right now.
Yeah, I put on my website when I had it up that there's a fine for littering on our property, $1,000 for throwing cans and bottles, because the cows get sliced up on their hooves with, you know, these broken bottles that people throw out of their vehicles when they're going down the road. But I said there's $1 million fine for space debris that lands on our farm, Elon.
Yeah.
I'm just telling him. I'm just, you know, it's now public. Elon Musk, if any of your debris lands on our farm, I'm going to sue you for $1 million.
Yeah, I wonder how
and
the bear...
And I hope everybody else does, too. Actually, a million's not enough.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Bert.
Well, what you're going to get probably is just some indescript ashes. So these satellites supposedly are designed to vaporize very easily, as opposed to some of the publicized spy satellites that have crashed and other devices that are able to actually survive some of the reentry and then, you know, crash like a meteor into your backyard. So that's happened. But apparently, and, you know, maybe we can research this and discuss on another class if people are interested, but they're designed to vaporize very easily and not be protected from reentry. So interesting, sort of instead of trying to protect them as they go through those final barriers of space, they're designed to actually break down very quickly so no particles actually hit the Earth. But we'll see.
Yeah. Almost almost like washing machines, refrigerators, dishwashers, automobiles, you know, disposable.
Oh.
Being a little bit tongue-in-cheek here, but yeah.
No, space is completely littered with space junk. In fact, if there's an entrepreneur out there looking to start a new company, I would suggest a cleanup company for space, because it is so littered with junk. And this isn't just benign junk rotating around the planet. Remember, these are objects going at all different orbits, at all different speeds, at all different altitudes. And if one of these hits your spacecraft, you could die. I mean, even a tiny bolt that's, you know, orbiting that hits you could puncture your spacecraft and basically doom that space capsule, because there's no easy way to always patch a hole like that. So, if somebody could come, you know, I don't know who would fund this, maybe the UN, somebody like that, but a space cleanup company with cleanup devices that would basically, you know, like road sweepers, well, how about space sweeper? That would probably be a good venture, provided you can identify who ultimately is going to pay for the service.
Yeah, what you're talking about is externalization. So you commit the crime, you litter, you pollute, you destroy the area, the environment, and then some other group gets to pay for the cleanup. That's what you're talking about. And unfortunately, these people who have launched these satellites and threw out these gum wrappers and bottles and cans and whatever else has been out there, it really is dangerous. And actually, you know what? I'm on the cheering side of these satellites burning up and falling down and crashing into each other, because there's too much spying going on right now. And they say that these are communication satellites. You know, communication is spying on people and then transmitting that information back. I'm talking about the Argus. Unit that's up in the sky that has, I think, 64,000 cameras that can actually track people as they walk through a parking lot, people and birds, etc. And they can put a box on them and say, "Follow that guy. Look, he's gotten out of his car and he's walking toward Walmart. And like, okay, let's wait till he comes back out. Let's track him. Let's follow the car." That's the kind of stuff that's going on right now. It has been for years. Argus, ARGUS. Back to you.
Yeah, so Vince, that ties into another topic we were going to discuss today in class, and this will probably be an ongoing topic for us, but that's the government surveillance of innocent Americans and American companies. And it came out yesterday, a news story, and this is coming out from two Democratic senators, Ron Wyden of Oregon and Martin Heinrich of New Mexico, that the CIA has been collecting data on Americans. And so as bad as that sounds, the CIA isn't even by charter supposed to be spying on Americans inside this country. They're supposed to be spying internationally. But this just broke yesterday, and probably going to open a can of worms, probably bigger can than that. But, you know, they're probably listening to us now, Vince.
I'll bet you that you don't know how much the budget for the CIA is.
Oh,
and you don't even have to answer. I know you don't know, because no one knows.
Yeah.
And the only one that has access to just finding that out is the President of the United States, if he wants to know. Okay? There's no employee registry. You can't look up. So who's working for the CIA? What do they do? What's their budget? What departments do they have? What countries are they in? You won't find any of that out. It's a secret organization. And it was thought to be one to protect American interests.
Yeah.
And they've gone way, way, well, and some people believe that that's why John Fitzgerald Kennedy was assassinated, because he wanted to disband the CIA.
Yeah. So Vince, the CIA actually has a privacy and civil liberties officer. So that's the spokesperson to address these issues. They actually have a person getting paid to do that. And here's what she had to say, Christy Scott. She said, "The CIA recognizes and takes very seriously our obligation. obligation to respect the privacy and civil liberties of all U.S. persons in the conduct of our vital national security mission. I don't even know what that means. Basically, it's a non-denial denial.
Yeah. Yeah, circular speech. You know, that's like an assault group saying that, you know, we take very, very seriously our mission to protect, you know, our team. Yeah. You know, I see on police cars to protect and serve. I don't know. What are they protecting? And sometimes I think they're protecting their own interests, maybe the mayor. And what are they serving? I think they're serving tickets and citations and jail terms and building cases. Yeah, I hate to say it.
Yeah.
So, well, class, you know, think about what words mean. I guess that would be the salient point of what you just heard. Think about what words really mean. Like, we'll get you the resolution you deserve. So people are thinking, boy, that's great, I'm going to win. Well, maybe you deserve to lose. Back to you.
Yeah, so these two senators, they're both on the Intelligence Committee, and they stumbled upon this and said, how is it that we on the Intelligence Committee were sworn to secrecy, we're supposed to know everything about what's going on in the CIA, and something as significant as this, how come we didn't know? Well, I think the answer is kind of obvious, right? They didn't want them to know because they're not supposed to be doing it. And so I think more is going to come out. I don't know. I mean, I doubt they're going to shut it down, and I doubt they're going to destroy the record, but that's really what they should do because, I mean, we already have the NSA spying on Americans. Do we need to add the CIA to it? Isn't how many intelligence organs, and we have the FBI. So if we already have the FBI and the NSA spying on Americans, isn't that enough?
Well, then, yeah, and you also have your police departments, and you also have the traffic light cameras, and you also have the credit card companies who are monitoring all your transactions and what you buy and whether you like Post Toasties or sugar-coated cereal. It's all known.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, you know, you're talking about spying, etc. So, you know, in October of 2021, last year, just months ago, the Biden administration proposed tracking, having the IRS collect additional data on all transactions that exceeded $600 annually. So if the sum of your transactions were $600 or more, you'd be tracked by the IRS. I want you to think about that. $600. You spend more than that in just gasoline. Class. So your transactions, virtually everybody would be tracked by what you buy, etc. So then, because of the uproar, the new proposal was, well, let's have a $10,000 threshold in annual transactions. That's the same darn thing. If you have a paycheck, you're probably, unless you are less than half of the poverty line, you're going to have $10,000 in transactions. Your phone company wants you to pay your bill electronically. Your electric company wants you to pay your bill electronically. The cash register at the supermarket wants you to pay electronically with, you know, credit card, because the line will be furious if the cashier has to make change for Federal Reserve notes. And with the lockdown, pretty much most people are buying things online. Put all this together and everybody's going to be spied on. Bert, any comments?
We're being spied on by not just the government, by other companies. We talked about companies for hire. We're being spied on by people that just want to mess with us and infect our computers and do nefarious things. By the way, to class, be careful what you click on when you're surfing the internet, because I'll give you an example. If you click on a photo that you see, there can be data attached, and you would think it's just a harmless picture, but there could be data attached to that link, and that infected link will then inject code into your computer, which can access a door for whoever did that to have access to your computer and get into your data, at least copy some of your data. May not per se run something on your computer if you have good virus software, but it could actually steal some of your data. So, yeah, just be careful what you click on when you're surfing the Internet. So Vince, I know we're coming to the end of the hour here, but real quick, the market is, of course, going down again today. So I just ran some real quick rough numbers to give you an idea of three of the Cathie Wood stocks over the past month and a half or so. Tesla has gone from about 1,200 to 800, so 30% decline. Roku, nice company but way overvalued, has gone from 250 to 150, so that's a 40% decline. And Zoom, which I use it all the time, it's a great company, great software. Zoom has gone from approximately 300 to 150, 50% decline. If you take these out further into last year, some of these companies, such as Peloton and others, are down way more, maybe 80 or 90%. So there's definitely a change going on in the markets as we speak.
And Facebook went down as well because they were into this virtual reality stuff. And, class, I'm really into real life rather than virtual life. So I think it's great. And by the way, Mark Zuckerberg is really interested in everything you do. He wants pictures of everything you do and all the people you know and all the things that they do and the things that you share and the things that you like and the things that you don't like in your dog, in your cat, in your vacation, and your children, and your car. And he wants pictures of your house, your living room, the new things that you bought. He is a spy extraordinaire.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want you doing that to him because he wants to put a privacy wall so you can't see what he's doing.
Yeah, plus you know that he has a political fund that donates to politicians or movements or sometimes nothing more than putting money into a district where they know they want to get a certain person elected. So, I mean, this has been going on for hundreds of years, right, buying off the politicians.
We disconnected Netflix this morning. We're not interested in working with them anymore. So, class, if you have any great suggestions about something I should see on Netflix, I'm not going to be able to help you. We no longer have it anymore in our house.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We are disconnecting from everything that we can, And the spying, you know, when it was time for my license renewal, I grew all kinds of facial hair. I let my hair grow long. I covered my eyes. I closed my eyes. I puffed out my cheek. I wadded my cheeks with gum that I don't normally chew. And I contorted my face, and I look... Actually, I think you might even see me on a billboard supporting the homeless movement and how awful the homeless have it. That would be a picture of what I looked like. Of course, right after that, I shaved and I cleaned myself up. But I was not going to give those thugs a real picture of me. I did everything I could to distort what I look like. Class, you may want to consider your options in the future. Bert, thank you so much for being with us.
You got it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.